Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We're really starting to see our markets in full swing these days, and a stroll past the produce stalls will fill your head with menus galore. One thing that keeps catching my eye are the strawberries, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino, these little red jewels hold a lot of possibilities for springtime desserts.
Yes. Yeah. I believe they're right in the very peak of season, which makes them delicious.
Yep.
And the ones you find at the farmer's market are going to be smaller and a little more compact, you know, than those kind of ones you might get year round that are kind of big and watery. So this is the perfect time if you're a strawberry fan to get at it.
Well, I think the small ones always taste better.
No, I agree. That's the beauty of what we can get right now when they're in season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's obviously a lot of traditional desserts with strawberries. The strawberry shortcake is like the first one that comes to mind. And there's always a great controversy whether it's actually more of a biscuit-type cake or a cake-type cake for the strawberry shortcake.
Right.
Right? I am of the more biscuit version, mm-hmm. personally. But it's a simple one, right? Because I think there's a lot of people are good at making biscuits. And it's actually something you can also get pre-mixed for. That works out very well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you make some biscuits and... And then you basically take strawberries, cut off the top, slice them up, and just a small dusting of sugar and mix them in a bowl and let them macerate, you know, for about 20 minutes so they start to release this beautiful sort of sweet strawberry juice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all you need to do is whip some cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there is the whole talk about whether you sweeten your whipped cream or not. I am of the camp where you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you can certainly add some powdered sugar and a splash of vanilla into whipped cream. And then, you know, it's very simple. Just pile on some whipped cream, some strawberries, and slap a biscuit on top, and you're done.
You are. Well, that's a good start. Where can you take us next?
And then another super easy one is the strawberry rhubarb crumble.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, yeah. You know, the strawberry and rhubarb are a great pair. It's certainly something also that you'll find plentiful at the market. And again, strawberry recipes seem to be super easy. It's like cut up the strawberries, cut up the rhubarb, toss them with some sugar and cornstarch, put them in a baking pan,
mm-hmm.
and then flour, brown sugar, some regular sugar, cinnamon, salt, and some butter mixed together in another bowl to make the topping. You sprinkle it on and you basically just throw the whole thing in the oven for 35, 40 minutes and boom.
Couldn't be easier.
You get another just again, topped with some whipped cream. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think of all the natural perfect toppings for cheesecake, strawberries is certainly in my top three.
Yeah.
And so again, the cheesecake, that's up to you. I've become a huge fan of this ricotta cheesecake, but any cheesecake will do. But then again, and also you can get a little creative. I'm also loving a sort of basil and strawberry together.
Oh.
And so I'm chiffonading basil into my strawberries with some balsamic vinegar.
Nice.
To sort of add, and a little bit of crushed black pepper to add a really nice topping for cheesecake.
Wow, that sounds really great. And you could do that with just a little bit of cream and you have yourself another nice dessert.
Exactly. Of course. That's a very classic in Italy, strawberries, balsamic, and whipped cream.
And some Vinsanto, I think.
Of course.
Of course. Well, Jerry, we're going to put these ideas on the website and let people try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.